Exclusive interview with deceased Opus Dei founder. This is Reverend Zim for UN News, 10 July 2006. Editor's note, UN News would like to take this opportunity to introduce another upgrade to our technology, the UNCANINATOR. This device was constructed by our crack smoking engineering team as part of UN News' continuing efforts to bring you, precious reader and listener, the best in misinformation. It functions much like a two-way radio, except that it opens channels to the realm of the dead. John Edwards is in for a rude awakening when we undercharge him by 80% and drive him right out of the charlatan business. Dateline, Lowell, Massachusetts, USA, UN-Vatican. From the unholy inner sanctum of the UN-Church, Rev Zim contacts the trans-sciency realms of the unseen world. Using super-secrety sciency UN-Tech, the UN-Canonator. Hello, Father Escriva. Father Saint Jose Maria Escriva. Can you hear me?
Okay, what's all this about?
Well, Father, I was told that you had some opinions on the new movie being released today, The Da Vinci Code.
Yes. Let me say first, Zom, the whole thing about self-mortification has gotten out of hand. It's strictly voluntary practice. In that any opus the deist may volunteer to self-mortify, or be mortified by others. Very democratic, no?
Well, yes, I was going to get to that, but first I was wondering...
Do you have anything to eat around here? I find it difficult to concentrate when I haven't eaten for a few minutes.
Yes, but... Father, what are your thoughts on the film's portrayal of Opus Dei?
They certainly seem like diabolical films.
You don't know about psychiatry.
I do. I've researched it, and I know.
That was interesting. So, you feel that psychiatry is involved in this image of Opus Dei as an evil organization bent on submitting the world to their will?
No, not really. Watching Tom Cruise rant has taught me the value of any publicity is a good publicity.
So, you're just talking out your ass.
No, you're not paying attention.
Father, you're starting to fade. And in a related story, New York City, New York, Opus Dei Master Sergeant Clampshut Falcone created a mess in New York City's Times Square today when he parked a tank in the middle of the square and began firing on the Da Vinci Code posters with depleted uranium shells. The Salvation Army was called in to disarm Falcone because the state's National Guards are either being killed in Iraq or guarding our border from the Canadian Hun. This has been Dennis Zim for UN News. Thank you for tolerating us.